Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Off-Grid Solar Power. Simplified by Nick Sagers is a practical guide for anyone who wants reliable electricity away from the utility grid, especially in mobile or compact living spaces like RVs, vans, cabins, boats, and tiny homes. The book focuses on turning a confusing topic into a step-by-step planning process, helping readers understand what components they need and how those parts work together as a complete system. Rather than assuming an engineering background, it breaks down core ideas like energy usage, battery storage, solar panel sizing, and the role of charge controllers and inverters. It also highlights common mistakes that cause systems to underperform or fail, such as mismatched voltages, undersized wiring, and unrealistic expectations about solar production in poor weather. Overall, the book aims to help readers design a safer, more cost-effective setup, whether they are building from scratch or upgrading an existing off-grid system. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding your energy needs before buying gear. A central idea in off-grid solar is that the system should be designed around your actual loads, not around a panel size you saw online or a battery you found on sale. The book emphasizes starting with an energy audit, listing devices, estimating watts, and translating daily use into watt hours. This approach helps readers separate occasional surge loads like a blender or power tools from steady loads like lights, fans, routers, and water pumps. It also pushes readers to think about lifestyle choices that determine system cost, such as whether you plan to run an electric fridge, cook with electricity, or rely on propane for heat and cooking. By planning from consumption backward, you can choose realistic battery capacity and solar array size, and you can also identify efficiency upgrades that reduce the required system size. The topic is especially important for vans and boats where space and weight are limited. The method helps prevent two classic problems: systems that feel weak because they are undersized, and systems that are oversized and expensive because the design ignored simple conservation steps. The result is a clear target for what your solar setup must deliver each day. Secondly, core components and how power flows through the system. Off-grid solar systems can feel intimidating because there are many parts, but they follow a straightforward chain. Solar panels produce DC power, a charge controller manages battery charging, batteries store energy, and an inverter converts DC to AC for household appliances when needed. The book's simplified framing helps readers understand why each component exists and how to choose compatible equipment. It clarifies the differences between common charge controller types and why correct selection affects harvest and battery health. It also explains what an inverter does beyond simply providing outlets, including how continuous rating and surge rating matter for motors, compressors, and pumps. For many builds, DC loads can reduce conversion losses, so the book encourages thinking about when AC is necessary and when DC is smarter. Another key element is system voltage. Choosing 12V, 24V, or 48V impacts wiring size, efficiency, and the scale of the system you can expand to later. By focusing on the direction of energy flow and compatibility checks, readers gain the confidence to read spec sheets, avoid mismatched voltages, and understand how a single weak link can limit the whole system. Thirdly, sizing solar panels and batteries for real-world conditions, solar production is variable, and the book treats sizing as a balance between expected sunlight, desired autonomy, and acceptable compromises. It encourages readers to think in terms of average daily solar hours, seasonal changes, shading, and the reality that rated panel output is rarely achieved continuously. This is especially relevant for RVs and vans that park under trees, and for cabins that see winter sun angles and snow. Battery sizing is presented as more than a simple capacity number. Usable energy depends on battery chemistry, discharge limits, temperature, and how you plan to recharge. The topic also highlights the concept of autonomy, meaning how many days you can operate without meaningful solar input. That decision affects cost and weight dramatically. The book guides readers to match array size to battery size so the system can both meet daily loads and recharge effectively, rather than slowly falling behind. It also promotes conservative assumptions to avoid frustration, and it frames upgrades as a staged path, letting readers start with a workable system and expand later. The overall message is that correct sizing is the difference between a system that feels dependable and one that feels like constant power management. Fourthly, installation basics, wiring, fusing, and safety in small spaces. Because off-grid systems concentrate significant current into compact areas, safe installation matters as much as the parts themselves. The book addresses practical wiring decisions, including wire gauge selection to limit voltage drop and heat, connector choices, and the need for proper strain relief and protection in vibration-prone environments like vans and boats. It stresses the importance of fuses and breakers placed correctly to protect wiring and equipment, not just to comply with best practices. Readers are also guided to think about grounding and bonding concepts in a practical way, recognizing that boats and metal vehicles have unique considerations compared to stationary cabins. Another key point is layout, keeping cable runs short, separating high current paths, and ensuring ventilation for batteries and inverters that produce heat. The topic also touches on maintenance realities, such as checking connections that can loosen over time and protecting components from moisture, salt air, or dust. By presenting safety as part of system reliability, the book helps readers avoid common do-it-yourself mistakes that lead to nuisance shutdowns, poor charging, or in worst cases, electrical hazards. The benefit is a cleaner, serviceable system that is easier to troubleshoot and safer to live with daily. Lastly, system expansion, troubleshooting, and cost-effective choices. Many people start small and upgrade, so the book frames off-grid solar as an evolving system rather than a one-time purchase. It discusses how to plan for expansion by selecting a system voltage and charge controller capacity that can accommodate future panels, and by using wiring practices that avoid redoing everything later. It also helps readers think about cost-effectiveness by comparing where money has the most impact. More panel area often provides better day-to-day performance than simply adding battery capacity, while certain premium features may not matter for simple use cases. Troubleshooting is presented as a practical skill, focusing on the typical points of failure like poor connections, incorrect settings, shading, or batteries that are not being charged properly. Readers learn the value of basic monitoring, such as tracking battery state of charge and understanding what voltage readings do and do not tell you. The topic is especially useful for those living full-time off-grid, where small inefficiencies become daily frustrations. By connecting upgrade strategy, monitoring, and troubleshooting, the book aims to reduce wasted spending and help readers build a system that stays reliable as their needs change, whether they add a larger fridge, more electronics, or longer off-grid stays. In conclusion, this book is best suited for beginners and practical do-it-yourself builders who want a working off-grid solar setup without getting lost in engineering jargon. RV and van owners will appreciate the focus on space, vibration, and real-world shading issues, while cabin and tiny home readers can use the same planning steps to build a dependable daily power routine. Boat owners also benefit from the emphasis on thoughtful installation and long-term reliability. The biggest life benefit is confidence. Instead of guessing, readers learn to estimate energy needs, choose compatible components, and build a system that matches their lifestyle. That confidence translates into fewer dead batteries, less generator dependence, and fewer frustrating redesigns after money has already been spent. Compared with many similar solar books that either stay too high level or dive into complex theory, this one positions itself as a simplified, build-oriented roadmap. Its value is in connecting the full chain from energy audit to sizing to safe installation, which helps readers avoid the most expensive mistakes. If you want a clear starting point for designing or upgrading an off-grid solar system, it is worth buying as a practical planning companion that can save both time and equipment costs. If you would like to support Nick Sagers, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.